Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. It's the season to save at Toyota Poway. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or ToyotaPoway.com and drive home happy this holiday. Kixie's playing Christmas music already. Saw that.
I hate that.
Excuse me?
Christmas music before Thanksgiving should not be allowed.
Right.
Before Thanksgiving.
We're going to have to reel you back in. Okay, Corporate Frank needs to get locked in here. They are one of our Odyssey stations.
I know. I'm not knocking that. I'm knocking the idea of playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving. That's it. The overarching idea.
I agree. At the same time, like, I don't want to listen to it yet. But I want to know, like, when they started. When did they start? Because I was informed
it,
the other day that Kixie
I heard
had
it
Christmas
on Tuesday.
You heard it on Tuesday.
I heard it
week.
On Tuesday, yeah.
I think as soon as they put a Christmas tree in there, it started immediately.
I mean, I can't say anything about the Christmas decorations. We put up our tree at, like, the 1st of November. So, like,
did you really?
Yes.
I was going to ask about that.
Because we have a giant tree.
Hang on. By the way, that's a foul in itself.
Why?
You have two fouls today, by the way.
What did I do?
He draws the foul.
Do you know what day today is?
It's the 20th of November, Thursday.
What's the date on our show?
I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Somebody
bad.
Put it in the chat earlier.
That's cool.
It's like, I don't know if you noticed, but like today's the 20th and you guys already had a 19th show.
He draws the foul.
Okay. So what's the second foul
that
I
was
have?
The, well, the, that was the foul. And then the second foul is the Christmas tree on November 1st.
Allow me to explain.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain to me you think it's okay to put a Christmas tree up before the turkey.
We have a big tree.
How big is it?
It's about a 10-foot tree.
Wow, 10-footer,
huh? It's wide, too.
And it's wide. Nice.
This tree came pre-lit, so all the lights were on it. When we got it new, that was the big draw for it. We didn't have to put lights on the tree every single year.
Yeah, that's great. We love that.
2 years ago, as I lost 135 pounds, so did our tree when we cut all of those lights off, because so many of them were out and we couldn't figure out where the missing link was.
You decided to cut the lights off instead of just string new lights. Well, you don't like string lights.
We took the lights off.
How long did you have the tree?
And now we've had this pretty much ever since we've been here.
How many years? Hang on. We got to slow you down a second. Why didn't you just buy a new one?
These are questions that I ask that I
why didn't you just buy a new tree?
I would have done that. I'm saying this is what my parents did.
Okay, you bought the fake tree, so you didn't have to hang the lights. Fine, fair enough.
They went through the tree and cut all the trees out. And
they
cut the lights out. They cut the lights off the tree, drastically reduced the weight of that tree, by the way, because that was one reason I hated that tree so much, is because it was so heavy.
You know they make newer, lighter weight fake trees that have the lights on them already, right?
I've had these conversations already. I understand it, yes.
There's a lot to unpack here on this.
So now, my parents bought 5 boxes of lights.
To hang on the tree.
Yes, to put on the tree.
What are we doing? Marchese family, what are we doing here?
So they wanted to bring the tree down early this year because we usually wait until the middle of December to put the tree up.
That's too late.
And at that point,
what's the point of having it up?
After putting the tree up, after stringing all the lights together, it's up for 2 weeks before we take the thing down.
And then you got to take everything down.
Exactly.
This feels like a Seinfeld episode.
So
I'm reacting like Jerry.
We put it up early this year, so at least we had time to enjoy the tree. So our tree and our Christmas stuff are already out.
But let me get this straight. You bought the fake tree.
Yes.
That had the lights already installed.
You're preaching to the choir here, my guy.
I got to reiterate this for the audience. So you bought the fake tree.
Yes.
With the lights.
Yes.
So you didn't have to hang lights on the tree.
Yes.
Okay. And then the lights went out, and you've had this tree for how many years?
It's been a 15-year tree.
15 years?
Yeah. It's a long-listed tree here.
15 years you've had this tree.
Yes.
And with newer, lighter weight, and he's like, well, thank God we cut the lights off because now it became too heavy.
It was really stupidly heavy.
Newer, lightweight trees that have on them that are probably not. It's probably time to get a new tree.
My grandparents' tree is on wheels.
Oh, it's your grandparents' tree.
No, my grandparents in New York, their tree is on wheels.
You can roll
it
around.
They're old. They're in their 80s. They bring it downstairs. They bring it up from the basement, and all they have to do is flip the tree, take the bag off and flip the tree over, roll it into the spot that they want it in, and then when they're done, flip the tree back over and roll it back downstairs. That's all they have to do.
It's time for a new Christmas tree, Mark.
I know!
It is. I can't believe... I mean... So you did all of that, and now you still have the same tree, still hanging the lights on it.
City Lights, I will do whatever you need me to do to get a tree. I will do whatever marketing you need. Just please convince my parents. My parents love your store. Convince my parents to get a new tree.
Go Aztecs in the chat, because his mom didn't want to buy a new tree from a salesperson in yellow pants.
My dad. I got the yellow pants bit late, but yes.
I can't believe that story. By the way, I agree with
this is my life.
Brenton Ford in the chat, too. You get a foul for saying you can't bitch about the Christmas music when you put your Christmas tree up on the 1st of November.
I just explained why
we did it. I understand that, but
I'm
the
one that's taking it downstairs.
You should be like, you know what? I'm not going to throw rocks when I live in a glass house.
at my point...
You have a Christmas tree up at your house, and you're complaining that Kixie is already playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
My tree does not play Mariah Carey 24/7.
I bet you that you can find a tree on Amazon that
can
do that.
I bet you I can, you and could. I'm not getting it.
I bet you you could.
My tree does not play Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé on repeat.
I think if you want to start putting up winter decorations, it's probably fair.
What
I think it's okay.
Winter decorations if they're not
like
Christmas
pine needles
decorations
and stuff. Like you could put up the pine needles.
What
are
pine? What do pine needles come off of? By the way, allergic.
A pine
Thank
tree.
You.
It comes out of pine tree.
Right. And
you
what
can
do you
have
say
winter
tree?
Decorations without like the tinsel and the
Oh, we don't put any of that nonsense
all that
up.
Stuff.
We get like lights and like centerpieces and stuff.
Yeah, you could do the centerpiece. You could put lights on pine tree needles, and it's like wintry. It's fine. You could do that.
What is lights on pine tree? What is
you
lights
can do
on
that
a,
now?
What
there's
is
lights,
lights
outside all the time.
What
it's not
is
just
lights
on a tree is not just Christmas time.
What is
you
lights
can do
on
that.
A pile of pine needles?
You start hanging ornaments.
Lights
it's
on
too
a tree.
Much. No. You can do some wintry things. It's like fall. Like pumpkins are fall decorations. If they're not carved, it's still fall. It's not Halloween stuff.
What is a winter
garland.
Decoration? Do you want me?
Garland is winter. You can do stuff like garland and pine cones and all that sort
no,
of stuff.
No, pine cones are fall.
No, you could use pine cones in the wintertime.
Pine cones are fall.
You can use
what
pine cones in the wintertime.
What do you want me to do as a winter decoration? You want me to flood my backyard and freeze it over?
You can't do that here. It's not going to freeze.
How then?
You
please
can keep
explain
up, like, the
to
pine
me,
needles and stuff like
explain,
that without having the Christmas
explain
stuff.
Explain to
I'm
me
trying,
how so. Saquon has an ice rink out in front of its casino every year.
Because instead of putting money,
whichever
instead
one
of
is
putting money into their payroll because there's no salary cap or floor, they put into the ice rink.
Jocelyn's yelling at us in the chat. She was just here earlier today picking up Disney tickets.
I'm just saying, you have pine cone garland with lights up. That's not Christmas stuff. That's just wintry stuff. I think that's fine.
No, it's called
but
an allergen to me.
You cannot put up a Christmas tree until Thanksgiving week. I think
normally,
Thanksgiving week is fine.
I would agree.
Black Friday should be the first day it's allowed. Totally fine. As soon as you put the Thanksgiving leftovers in the fridge, bang!
Normally,
you can put up all the Christmas stuff you want. You can have hot cocoa with marshmallows. You can add peppermint to your coffee. I don't care. You can put Christmas music on. I don't care.
Normally, I would
agree. It needs to
be
as soon as whatever. But you're complaining about Kixie playing Christmas music as you have a Christmas tree up in your house right now.
And why did I put the Christmas tree up? Because I didn't want to bring it downstairs. I didn't want that looming over me. They told me, hey, you want to bring it down soon? I just brought it down at that moment. My dad then got mad at me for bringing it down at that moment because now I have to put the lights on. No, you don't. You could have just let it sit in the bag next to the couch. You could have done that. You didn't have to put the tree up and put the lights on the tree at 9 o'clock at night when I brought the tree down.
This is a George Costanza story. I mean, just top-notch Costanza right now. Jocelyn, please save me from this. Jocelyn Oceanside.
You know, I'm not going to say. You guys both sound like two grumpy old men sitting on your porch complaining about Christmas.
Just after Thanksgiving. You know what? The turkey needs his day. He needs his day.
You know
I,
what?
Like I
the,
agree.
The turkey it needs is- his day.
Foul on Frank.
Oh,
you were talking junk about Kixie playing Christmas too early, and then you're bringing your super wide 10-foot tree out on November 1st. That is a huge foul.
Huge foul. Tag it.
Hit the button.
Hit the button.
There we go.
There it is.
Thank you. Finally. Yeah, Frank. No. Just say you love Christmas. It's fine.
I don't mind Christmas. Don't talk junk about Kixie. I don't mind Christmas, but again, I'm the one, and Jocelyn, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call, Jocelyn.
I am
loving Jocelyn.
I'm the one that has to bring the tree down. I'm the one that has to carry those heavy bags. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it, period.
You're going to have to do it. And the earlier
I know.
To do
that's
it,
why
better.
I just did it when I was asked instead of, hey, in a couple weeks, we got to bring the tree down. I'm like, I'm not going to want to do it in a couple weeks. I'll just do it now because I don't want to do it now either.
Go Aztecs. I'm fearful of Jocelyn. She's always lurking. Always lurking. Go Jocelyn is right.
It's even scarier.
Frank Grinch.
It's even scarier because, again, she was here earlier today. She was lurking here earlier today.
Can you really call Frank a Grinch when he's got a Christmas tree up at his house already on November 1st?
I don't mind the tree being up. I don't mind it. I like Christmas.
Did you decorate the tree or just put the lights on it?
It's decorated. Everything, it's ready to go. I have done my bumble bit, which is put the light, which is put the star on top of the tree.
My bumble bit?
You don't remember the bumble?
No.
From Rudolph?
What are you talking about? You mean like the abominable snowman?
Chat, educate this man.
What are you talking about?
Educate this man on the bumble from Rudolph.
The bumble?
Please, yes.
I don't remember this at all.
The bumble. Come on.
Nobody knows what it is either.
Look up the bumble from Rudolph right now.
The bumble?
Yes.
I'm so lost, and so is David Vu. Bumble? Rudolph. What are we talking about here? The Abominable Snowman. That's what I said.
That was his name. It was the Bumble.
It's Abominable Snowman is what I know him as. I don't
his
know.
His name was the Bumble.
I remember him being called the Abominable Snowman. Nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Jocelyn doesn't know. David Vu doesn't know. The Rankin Bass cart.
Hold on. I'm putting it up on screen right now.
Yeah, we know what this guy looks like. He's the Abominable Snowman.
Don't.
Nobody has
no,
any
don't,
idea
because
he was called
no one...
Bumble. That must be the New York version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The New York version? You mean the one that was shown nationwide every single year on
the Rankin
Christmas?
Bass. Bumble is the Abominable Snowman. That's what I asked. David Vu knows him as the Abominable Snowman. I have never heard of the guy's name Bumble before in my life.
You are all so uncultured. Oh my goodness!
Nicknamed the Bumble. Nobody has ever heard that. That snowman is called Vinny in New York.
Yukon Cornelius calls him the Bumble.
The Abominable Snowman. That's why I asked, and you said, what is it? I'm just saying. I've never heard of that term before in my life.
Goodness gracious.
And I love
people.
The Rankin Bass movies. When can you start watching the Rankin Bass movies? Again, after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, you want to go all Christmas? Go for it.
It starts when ABC Family, if that's even still a channel.
It's not.
Anymore.
It's called Freeform now.
Well, there you go. When Freeform starts doing its 25 Days of Christmas. Or if you have young children who like Christmas movies.
I prefer the one with the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
Yes. The Year Without a Santa Claus is fantastic as well.
I was singing that the other day.
He's
Mr. Heat Miser.
I've seen
Mr.
the... I keep seeing this on Instagram. Somebody has made a Miser Brothers... Miser Brothers heating and air? Yeah, heating and air. sweater, yes.
I love the Heat Miser. The problem with the Heat Miser...
My mom
Here's the thing with the Heat Miser. The Heat Miser, that's what I look like when I have long hair and I wake up in the morning. I look like the Heat Miser.
My mom has been blowing my phone up about this tree.
Time for a new tree.
Don't make fun of my tree.
Time for a new tree.
Usually we do put it up December 1st, usually, so zip it.
But you didn't. It's November 1st.
We like the tree. It's a beautiful tree. I'm about to call in, which that will not happen.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got to go through your son first, and he's not putting you on the air.
Keep your damn tree. The yellow pants bit was funny. Winter decorations. Winter decorations.
Garland.
A scarf.
Garland is winter decorations. You can have garland and not have it Christmassy. No dinner for Frank's mom.
Well, that's fine. I make my own dinner. That's fine by me. But guys, like I have tried. It is a nice tree. It's a good tree. It's been there. It's been for a while. We've had the tree for a while. It is time for an upgrade.
It's time for an upgrade. You know what? I know change is difficult for a lot of people.
Preferably one that the two of you can carry on your own and not need me for.
That's a foul on Jocelyn, by the way.
Why?
She was across the street, not here.
That's definitely
a foul.
He draws the foul.
Well, at least she came clean on it. He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. I love that. That movie is like one of the lamer ones, but it's my favorite.
No, it's good.
Which one is that? The Year Without Santa Claus
or something like that?
That's great.
Yes.
I am a sucker for the Rankin Bass movies.
Yeah, those are good.
You know what? Maybe that needs to be one of the... When we get to December, we need to do like, top 10 Rankin Bass movies.
We're not doing that as a midday sports stand.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, because that's subjective.
No, you pull it from some ranking. I'm sure there's going to be some, according to so-and-so, these are the top 10 Rankin Bass movies. I bet you that's on there somewhere.
Okay.
Frank needs a drink.
That's...
You know what Frank needs to do? Here's what I think Frank needs to do. During the break, I think Frank needs to go into the Kixie studio and hang out with Dorothy and just get all the Christmas music going.
Jocelyn, my mom has been screaming that since I got on the show. It's not happening. I'm sorry. You're great. You really are. But if my mom can't be on the show as a normal guest, I'm sorry.
Jocelyn, you need a female voice. I need my own segment. We could talk about Lumpia. It's great.
Well, congratulations. My mom's now going to the game on Tuesday night, so that'll be fun.
Let's go!
She's in for the Taco Bell meetup.
The Taco Bell meetup. I should just go there with a bunch of old Don's, just hand out Don's gear to everybody. Love it. All right, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Here's a box. Don't ask. Just give this to anyone who comes.
Right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we get to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports thread. I'm so jacked up on the week right now. I was off Monday, flying back, getting ready for a high school football game on a Tuesday next week. It's throwing off the week. I can't get anything straight. And then going up to Orange County this weekend. I mean, everything's all jacked up. Not having a high school football game on a Friday, having it on Tuesday, all this other stuff. Anyway, it's a good game last night in hockey.
Was it? Was
it? It was. The Anaheim Ducks got another victory. Ben Affleck. Got to get to it every time. They're playing on a roll. They've won six home games in a row.
They're playing Ottawa tonight.
Ottawa starts a seven-game road trip. It's rough. Longest of the season.
They actually, I just saw, too, the Ducks had, there she is. Marguerite Moreau was at the game last night, and she was Connie from the original Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh, how about that? They've had a lot of those. Anaheim Mighty Duck.
Member of the original cast at the game last night.
Cast members at games. All right. We got to get to the sports thread. But before we do that, we do want to mention that we got to remember to listen at 1 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We'll be doing that in about 30 minutes. We do need a contestant for a midday sports standoff, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We're going to be playing that when we come back, but it's time to get to today's sports thread.
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got today on the sports thread?
We have a decent amount of stuff when there wasn't much news that happened.
Number one.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow took a major step towards returning from the turf toe injury that sidelined him since mid-September. He was a full participant in practice for the first time, including 11-on-11 drills. Though he remains on the 21-day practice window, it is not yet on the active roster. Coach Zach Taylor refused to speculate on whether Burrow could start on Sunday against the Patriots, and Burrow himself offered no timetable. Burrow previously suggested the team's poor record could influence whether or not he returns this season. If you were the Bengals, would you prioritize getting Joe Burrow back on the field this season despite the team's record, or would you sit him to avoid further risk?
Well, I'm not the Bengals, and the Bengals usually make bad decisions, so I would say that they shouldn't do that.
Play him, boys.
Bengals might play him to try to get people to watch their games, but I wouldn't play him. At this point in time, why rush him back? I mean, if he's only going to be back for a couple of games, then at that point, you're already out of the race. I mean, the Patriots are going to destroy them this weekend. Maybe they're not, but I think they are. If that's the case, get him healthy for next year. And do what you should have done the last three seasons. Get him some protection so he doesn't get smashed every play. So he's not in. You're not in this situation again. I wouldn't play him.
I don't think a brick wall could help him right now.
Number two.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league does not expect further restrictions on prop bets after a U.S. sportsbook imposed a nationwide $200 limit on individual pitch bets and banned them from parlays. These changes came after Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were charged with allegedly fixing pitches for gambling schemes. Manfred emphasized that monitoring betting patterns is crucial, praised the new limits as a major step in reducing incentives for manipulation, and confirmed Major League Baseball will fully cooperate with the Senate's inquiry into the scandal. The league's investigation into the players is still ongoing, and both face potential lifetime bans. Are the new prop bet limits enough to protect Major League Baseball's integrity, or should the league look to take stronger action?
Well, it's an interesting spot because they make a lot of money off this and having deals with betting companies. They've made their bed with this, so they have to be, they have to try to tap dance around both of it. I don't think they can't be super harsh on it from a business perspective. From a league integrity perspective, they probably have to. I just feel like it's going to be hard to just limit certain things. So they're trying their best, but they have already, like you said, they can't put the genie back in the bottle.
No. And like you mentioned before, like you alluded to just a second ago, if you want to know why some things are legal and some things are not, look at who's making money off of it.
Number
3.
Texas coach Steve Sarkisian denied rumors that he plans to leave the program, calling reports about his potential departure, quote, absolutely false. He said he hasn't had any discussions with any college or NFL teams and emphasized that he came to Texas to win championships. The speculation began after a social media post suggested Texas and Sarkisian might part ways, which athletic director Chris Del Conte also dismissed. Sarkisian is under contract through 2031, earning $10.8 million this year, noted his family ties to the university, and reiterated his commitment to Texas despite falling to number 17 after a 3-loss season. Given Texas's recent struggles and the rumors about Sarkisian's future, do you think public denials from the coach actually help stabilize the program, or do they sometimes add more attention and pressure to an already volatile situation?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to respond to those things, right? If you're a head coach. I mean, every time I hear something like, I'm never leaving, it's like, oh, well, what's going on with this guy,
of
right?
Course,
like, it seems a little bit, I don't know. So, my thing is when I look at that, like, the same thing with, like, Dan Lanning, right? So, everybody's saying, like, oh, Dan Lanning could coach in Florida. He's an old SEC guy. Like, why would he ever leave Oregon? Why would Dan Lanning ever leave Oregon? He's got a pipeline. He's got tons of money getting pumped into the program. He's got unlimited resources. He's in a conference that's a big conference. You know, travel kind of sucks, but like, I just feel like everybody thinks that coaching in the SEC is the greatest thing ever, when the reality is as long as, if you're not one of the top two teams, you're just going to get fired in 3 years. So my thing is where is he going to go? Mm-hmm. Unless they fire him? Where is he going to go? Is there a better job than Texas when you make $10 million a year and you have unlimited funds? They're just like Oregon. Where is he going to go? Is he going to go to Florida? Why would he do that? It makes no sense. Where is he? Is he going to step away from coaching? Unless the guy's retiring or he's getting fired, there's no reason to ever leave the University of Texas. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going anywhere. Real. And if he does, he must really hate Austin. That's it. Next.
Number 4.
The IIHF will require mandatory neck guards for all hockey players at the 2026 Olympic Games in Milan. The rule follows the 2023 death of Adam Johnson, who suffered a fatal neck injury from a skate blade. Although the IIHF had previously announced universal requirements, this is the first firm timeline for the sport's top level. NHL players who will be participating in the Olympics for the first time since 2014. While the NHL does not mandate neck guards for current players, all newcomers starting in the 2026-27 season will be required to wear them. Will mandatory neck guards at the Olympic level push the NHL towards eventually requiring them for all players, or will they continue to allow league veterans to opt out?
Oh, for like all goalies or everybody?
No, for everybody.
Just for goalies it will be a thing.
There's a neck... Well, no, there are neck guards.
I know, I've seen them.
For goalies, but there's like... It's kind of like a turtleneck, kind of.
Oh.
That players will wear now.
I don't know if they're going to make those guys do it. I mean, hockey players are already... Like, half of them still don't even wear the visor on their helmet. I would like try to keep as much of that as possible. Hockey players are crazy, dude.
And this reminds me a lot of NASCAR, because the Hans device, the head and neck restraint system, mm-hmm. that we see so much about, was optional until Dale Earnhardt died.
Right.
And then it was made mandatory. And a lot of drivers said they hated it because, oh, I can't move my head the same way and this, that, and the other. Why do we have to always wait for a disaster to happen before we make these preventative measures mandatory?
Because the players don't want to do it.
Too bad. Too bad.
Number 5.
The College Sports Commission is asking all Power 5 schools to sign an agreement giving it broad authority to investigate and punish violations of rules governing NIL deals and direct athlete payments. Schools that sign must waive the right to challenge the CSC rulings in court instead of appealing through arbitration, and agree not to help third parties file lawsuits against the CSC. Violations could lead to revenue loss or postseason bans. The agreement is meant to close enforcement loopholes in the House settlement, which allows schools to spend up to $20.5 million on athlete payments while ensuring NIL deals are legitimate and competitive balance is maintained. The CSC has not yet launched any investigations, but is preparing to pursue potential violations soon. Will giving the CSC broad authority and limiting schools' legal options make enforcement more effective, or could it create tension and resistance among colleges wary of losing control over potential disputes?
The rich schools are not going to want to do that. It's the same thing with like the TV contracts, right? I mean, the ones that have everything made for them to be successful are never going to want to do this. That's why we have a lot of these problems, because the people at the top don't want to change anything.
Correct.
And they're the ones in charge. It's the same thing with, like, you see it in politics, too, with, like, the whole, you know, everybody in charge doesn't want to all of a sudden vote for not being able to make money in the stock market, even though everybody else consensusly, when it's like, maybe we should not do this. Maybe this is kind of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes here. So I hope they do it. Be great. But I think it's going to be hard to convince the big schools. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to our midday sports standoff. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. And coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we have tickets to give away for Aztecs football, as well as announcing our biggest fan. Lot to get to on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baja Ricks came by. Baja Rick came by. And he dropped off Baja Ricks. I've been devouring this California burrito. They had California burrito, they had ceviche, they had a taco sampler. All great stuff. All great stuff, Frank.
Cool.
You didn't have any of it?
No, I had half a Einstein bagel.
Oh. Well, I'm enjoying Baja Rick's, and a big thank you to Baja Rick for dropping off food today.
The only reason why it was half is because it was cut in half already.
You were going to have a whole one?
I would have had a whole one, yes. But it was sliced in half already.
Do you like lox?
Eh.
Not a big lox fan?
No, not really.
Jocelyn, lobster? No, no lobster. No lobster today. California burrito, they had rice, they had beans, they had the taco plates, a bunch of different salsas, ceviche, chips. That's all you need. That's all you need. All right. Let's get to, I wanted to talk about the AFC and NFC playoff race as we wait for maybe a contestant. Skylar's going to join us next.
Yes, she is back.
To get some college picks. Hadn't been doing very well. She did better than you last week, though.
What were you just yelling about at the top of the hour?
Christmas tree stuff.
Putting up Christmas decorations?
Yeah.
Take a look over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, 94.9's doing it.
94.9 just started decorating their studio.
I don't know if you can see that. There's 94.9's too. There's Jeremy from 94.9. And he's putting up the Christmas lights, which is fine. Now, we've been super lame at the 97 Through the Fans studio.
Now we got our little...
For years.
Where is it now?
You mean the tree that never went got put away?
Yeah, where's our little...
It finally got put away. Augie, before Thanksgiving is a sin, unless you're playing Christmas music on Kixi. They, as the Christmas station, should be able to put up Christmas decorations as soon as they play Christmas music.
Adam, where's our Charlie Brown tree that we have in here?
Well, it ain't here. But like I said, we've been super lame in the past. I think last year, Presley, from our promo team, decorated it for us. They have like storage here filled with Christmas decorations. Frank, you could go in there and
pick out a tree.
Pick out everything that you want for the fan studio. I just prefer that we do that when we come back from Thanksgiving break. Put the Marchese janky one up in studio and we'll set up a GoFundMe for Frank's family to buy a Costco tree.
Like They're I elite. Said, my family loves City Lights. If anyone from City Lights is listening, whatever you need, I'll help out. Tree would be awesome.
Shameless plug to get Frank a new Christmas tree.
I'm trying to get my parents a new tree. I could care less if there's one up or not. It's Christmas. It's going to be fun. We had... I don't even want to call this the worst tree, but what is the most unique tree you have had in your life?
Most unique tree?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So here's the example I was going to use. I'm not going to call it a bad tree because there was extreme circumstances with this one. The year we moved from New York... We left 2 days after Christmas in 2005. We drove here. We had everything packed up. Most of our stuff was already in California. My dad had already made a drive over and came back to get the rest of the stuff. Our tree was one of those like clear plastic trees that we just taped to the wall.
Excuse me?
Again,
I know what you're talking about.
We were moving. So we moved a day later, but that was our tree 1 year. We slept on cots in the living room that night.
Hmm. Well, at least you had something.
Because all of our mattresses and beds and stuff were already here. We're already in California.
I just know that, like, have you ever had a tree fall over?
I don't remember, honestly.
I've never had a tree fall over. We've had friends that have had... The Duran family that used to live down the street, they've moved, but I went to school with one of the Durans. They had their tree fall over like four times.
Oh God.
And to which my dad, who's a structural engineer, said, "We cannot have any of our trees fall over. That would kind of look bad on business if you had a tree fall over and you're a structural engineer. Guy has to, you know, rig everything."
Jocelyn, I promise you that is a true story. We taped we had a clear plastic Christmas tree that we taped to our wall. Our Christmas presents we opened and then immediately put them in boxes. Honestly, most of them were like travel stuff, like it was a portable DVD player and DVDs. That was most of our Christmas that year, was stuff that would keep us entertained on the drive here.
Flocked tree, yes or no?
What?
Flocked.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the fake snow.
Oh, no. No.
Absolutely not. every once in a while, like every, like I would want to get, it feels like sometimes you go get the Christmas tree. It's like, yeah, maybe we flocked it. Maybe we can flock it.
Phrasing.
Stop it.
Go Aztecs did that. I wouldn't, didn't even think of that. That was Go Aztecs in the chat.
You guys are ridiculous. You put like the fake snow on there.
No, I've never, no, we've never, never done
that. Have you ever seen that though?
I've seen it on like models of like the little village sets, but I've never seen it.
Has
like,
anybody,
on an actual tree.
Does anybody like get a flocked tree every time? I've never had, like sometimes I go, when we go to get Christmas trees or a Christmas tree, we're like, huh, maybe we should flock it this year.
My dad's parents had a white tree.
Like it was just white pine
needles?
Yeah, it
was a fake white tree, yeah.
I agree, like, go Aztecs. Like, why would you do that in SoCal? You know what? Because you don't have style, dude. Like, it just seems gross.
Exactly. David Vu, it just falls everywhere.
Yeah, foul on one.
Why? What did one? I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but why this time?
He draws the foul.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Here we
all
go.
Right.
Here it is. Here it is. Here comes all the flocked jokes. Here it is. No, on a flock tree. My family has two trees.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, you're making a mess with all the real and fake pine needles. Why would you?
Why would you put the asbestos
why would you
on
add,
a tree?
Exactly. Why
basically
would you
what it
add
looks like.
It?
Why would you popcorn sealing your tree? Spray it with stucco. That's what it looks like. Have you ever seen them do it before?
No.
But they have a hose and they're just spraying the tree with.
Getting a twitch already.
Making it look like snow. That's how I'm going to say it. Phrasing.
Phrasing?
Asbestos tree. That's what it looks like. Popcorn tree. Popcorn ceiling tree. We have two trees. My family's always had two trees.
Wonky.
I'm telling you, the puns right now in the chat are hilarious with the flocking of a tree.
Flock around and find out.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
That was a good one.
A lot of them are good.
That was one we can actually say.
Growing up, my mom liked two trees. She had the fake tree in the family room that had like most of the, you know, like the kid ornaments. You know, like the you know the ornaments that your kids make at school.
Yeah,
like it's filled
yeah, like
with all
little,
those.
Like the
little, like the
yeah,
goofy
like the little
ones,
ceramic,
right?
Yeah.
And they have
the
like the
paint, yeah.
The ones where you have like the family of dogs, right? And you have everybody's got a little name on it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the little stockings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have those that tree has those ornaments on it.
We used to do that every year with my mom would want to kill us, but we would like go to Michael's, get a bunch of those ornaments and paint them when we were younger.
Nobody gives a flock.
Yeah,
Frank.
I saw that.
Why the flock do you need two trees? You got to be flocking kidding me with that tree. Are you guys kidding me with some of this stuff? Anyway, so we had a fake one that we do every year. And by the way, it has lights on it. It's lightweight. Stack it. It automatically lights up. You don't even have to plug it into each other.
Now, having been to your house, I now see where like that bare spot in like that little wooded area before where you live.
The wooded area?
Yeah, there's a little bare spot where all the trees are. Is that where you got the second tree every year?
The fake tree goes into the room with the fireplace and the TV. But we can't have a fake tree. You have to have a real tree, according to my mom. I agree. I think like I need to have a real tree. And so when you first walk into the house, the room to the right, the living room, that has the real tree.
That is called
and that has
deforestation.
Oh, come on. Don't even start. Don't even start. That had the real tree in it. That has like nicer ornaments, like fancy ornaments. It has like ribbon and stuff on there.
So you have the good tree and the bleep tree.
We don't flock our trees. So no.
That's
but we do have the fake tree.
That's not what I
asked. The good tree and the bad tree. What's the good tree?
Well, the good, you said you have the real tree with all the good ornaments, all
that's
the
right.
good
and
lights.
And then we have the,
you have the good
fake
tree. And then you have the who gives a bleep about this tree.
With all the kid ornaments on it. All the ornaments that me, my brother, and my sister made when we were, you know, in class projects. It's good stuff.
Okay.
So we have two trees. We have the fancy one that you could see through the front window, and then we have the one that's like the more fun one in the family room where you watch TV.
We got
the,
yeah, okay.
Yes, so. Jocelyn, and if you get a fake tree, you got to put the scents on there. So much for the NFL talk. When we come back, we'll call, pick some college football
games. That was a filler
because
I had nothing else.
I told you, the NFL, we'll talk about that next hour. Full-packed hour, 1 o'clock hour when we come back. Skylar returns. Tell about her world travels again when we come back. Plus, she'll pick her college game. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.